very swell tune there from April Showers, called Abandoned Ship. About a year or two ago, a compilation came out called Gary Crowley's Lost 1980s. And there was some mighty fine new wave stuff on there that I've never heard before. That was one of them. Once again, that was Abandoned Ship by April Showers. Before that, we heard Joe Boxer. Joe Boxer's had a hit called Just Got Lucky. They were kind of like a... like they dressed up like sailors and stuff. And anyhow, that tune there was Is This the First Time You've Really Been in Love? Nice little tune, Joe Boxer's. Slippery People, the Talking Heads tune, done by the Staple Singers. That was a real surprise to me. I did not know. The Staple Singers also did Life During Wartime. So they actually did another Talking Heads tune. I think this was probably right around the time of Wild Wild Life. But nice, the Monochrome set. Can't go wrong with the Monochrome set. And that was Jacob's Ladder. Sombrero by the Champs. Okay, now we're getting into like some older stuff. The band that did, of course, Tequila, their follow-up was Sombrero. And then there was a compilation that came out this year also called I'll Be Your Mirror, the tribute, of course, to Velvet Underground and Nico. That was a wonderful version of Nico's Femme Fatale by Sharon Van Etten. And that's a new release that came out this year. Then a couple of really cool soul numbers here. We heard Alley Rat by King Coleman and Hot Buttered Buns by What's Happening. Okay, jumping back farther into old country music. I really, really get a kick out of Les Carrotop Anderson. He was a bunch of, he was kind of like a local dude in L.A., doing like these ranch parties, and he was kind of like one of these guys that just would just like sing anything, and he was really, really good at it. That was a bit of a swinging number called 32 Riverside Drive. All right, I played this strictly for historical purposes or hysterical purposes. We Need Wallace by the Crusaders. Yeah, a band doing a song to vote for George Wallace. Yay. Just goes to show there's never been a shortage of a-holes in the world. All right, not just now, but always. Then Life Gets Tedious by Tex Williams. And we had Honky Tonk Queen by Larry Thornton. And yeah, that kind of brings us all up to snuff. All right, so one artist I really became sort of obsessed with is a DJ called Pogo. And I just stumbled across his stuff just by mistake. You know, this year, just like going down the rabbit hole in the end and that. I'm like, man, this guy's stuff is awesome. I featured him on my special program I did during Anatomy of the Ear. Plunderphonic is what I had the segment. I did play an hour of Plunderphonics. And that's where artists find clips, sections, bits, pieces, long things, and they smash them all together into a brand new tune. It's kind of like micro-splice sampling. And it's really neat. And this guy's just a master of it. He's from Australia. And this tune I'm going to play for you is his chop up mashup thing from the movie My Fair Lady. Yeah, with Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn. It's really a neat tune. I think you may dig it. And so once again, you can rebroadcast of Zombo in Your Brain on WBCQ The Planet. And you can download all the Zombo you could possibly make you sick on ZomboCo.com. So here's Absabloom by DJ Pogo. In Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
I shall never desire. I shall never
night in Mozart.
I shall never
let them buy their wedding.
I shall never
love an infant absolute.
I shall never
desire ever but.
I shall never
the feeling I want from you.
I shall never
let them buy their wedding.
I shall never
let
love an infant absolute.
Don't let us
Good girl,
Mikey Mozart.
Who are my
cheery. elle a 18, 19 ans. Elle est jolie et douce. We'll be right back.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book. Take a walk. Unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September. Paint a self-portrait. Catch up on a TV series. Do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I just so nice to actually play a lot of the best music finds of the year for you. And it's going to extend into a week. Another, next week, it's going to go 5 weeks. This is the fourth week. All the best music I found. I kind of like to do it by quarters, you know, like the first 3 months, second 3 months. But there's just so much great new music that came out this year. It's going to be a whole other show after this called Leftovers. So what we heard was a strange band out of Brazil called Catsith. And that was called Thriller. That came out in 2019, so it's not that old. Brand new from Le Mañanas. I like playing the Le Mañanas with Laurent. And that was a song called Saul from their brand new record, De Peculiar. Before that, we heard two from Pogo. Nice cut-up music artist from Australia. And we heard Bite Size Candies, where he just took all these M&M commercials. And I think the M&M company did sponsor that. So, because they basically, there was like a logo at the beginning and the end of that. And we started off with Absolume, which is DJ Pogo's cut up, smash up, and tribute to My Fair Lady. You're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, playing my best music finds of 2021, part four, if you want the other ones. And of course, what would a show be without a pussycat fight? Oh, it was going so nicely, too. It was going so nice. Stop it. Quit it. Get off. There. I broke it up for now. But I don't think he gets the hint. Oh, I hated to do that in the middle of a radio show. But I had to play referee and I had to butt in. I just can't sit. I just can't have this every single time. Dude needs to learn some kind of lesson and some kind of manners. And now he's walking away with his tail between his legs. So I think he did learn something. I picked him up and just pulled him off the other pussycat, and he kind of got confused. All right, where was I? Oh, yeah, okay, let's play some more music. It's real like Cinema Verde here. So I could edit this all out, but I'm not going to. Not going to. Not like I'm lazy. I just want this to still have a real feel to it. You know, a real live appeal to it. Yeah, I will be back in the studio spring, so a couple more months of shows from the Underground Bunker. And this is a really good find for this. Actually, this is an older, but it's a reissue, a band called Speedball Jr. called Treble in Paradise. And this is the title track. WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in Your Brain, and finally got those pussycats to calm down. We'll be right back.
It's 10:15 and you're not home. I'm sitting here on my own. And you said you would return in no time at all. No time at all. It's straight up 12. It's 1 a.m. and here I am. I'm trying hard to understand how I love you when you leave me every night. I don't want to fight, but it isn't right. Now it's dawn and I'm still alone, and I wonder what went wrong? Won't you set me free from this hold you have of my heart? It isn't right, but I don't want to fight. Now it's 12:30 crazy. If you think that I'm happy, baby.
All the Routes with a nice surfy surf number from their Instrumentals 2 album that came out this year. Kapow was the name of the tune. And this was neat. Ruby Ann and came up with a couple of records. This was Running Wild. And this is actually from 2014, but I just got a reissue of this. It's Half Past Crazy from her album Running Wild. Nice traditional rockabilly. Not too many people like this band, but I love them. The Lipschitz. And kind of noisy, angular, and really, I likes it. It's very twisted. And that was Cutlet from their brand new album, Chevron, and that was the Lipschitz. And let's see what else we heard. We heard Poly Commander by Indie Tombita, and that is from Germany. Nice surf rock from Germany, Indie Tombita. And that was called Poly Commander from the new, actually, the album came out in 2016. What was it called? Bad Vibrations, Bay Vibrations. Then I got these two reissues of these really wonderfully jazzy, noisy records by the Orange Symphonette. They came out with two records. It was Ralph Carney, who played a lot with Tom Waits. It was, I forget his name, but he was the bass player, the cello player and bass player, was the son of Dave Brubeck. So it was a nice little also. There was like a, it was really neat, kind of like that New York offbeat, jazzy John Zorn kind of stuff. But they really delivered two great records. One from 1998. I played their version of The Magnificent Seven from the movie of the same name, Magnificent Seven. You might also know it as the theme. I think they used it in the Marlboro commercials, you know, back way when they could advertise cigarettes on TV. Their first album was called The Orange Symphonette, and that's with a J on the end, O-R-N-J, plays Mancini. So I couldn't resist playing their version of Experiment and Terror. I do so many things to amuse myself. The Lipschitz, once again, from their new album called Chevron. That was Ventilator. So the songs are very short, so I kind of spread them out a little bit. Believe it or not, there's a new Man or Astro Man record called Space 1991. And that was called Space 1991. Brand new. I think it's like only a 3 or 4 song record, but brand new from Man or Astro Man. That's a nice thing for 2021. Now, when this record came out, I thought this was the most amazing, another life-changing record for me. It was Nectar. From 1975, the album Recycled. They did such a grand job with analog synthesizers, and it almost had to be a Herculean feat to put together this style of album with such limited technology of 1975. But Recycled was one of my favorite like prog rock records. I remember when I got it, I was just like, just go nuts. I'd hear this, album, and it really was a great thing to actually find a reissue. This, they released a Nectar box set this past year, and my brother got it for me, which was really nice. So thank you, brother. And so there. So he said, I think you might like to hear these old Nectar albums again. Like, that's with a K. And yeah, not everyone's a winner, but some of those Nectar tunes still do it for me. New this year also, a band called the Chola, doing a song called Dragon Clouds from their new album, Anthropocene. And I don't know where they're from, but they're some foreigners, but they got some good surf rock going. This was a great find from 1974. Brian Eno with the Winkees. When Brian Eno, after he recorded like Here Come the Warm Jets, his first solo record and Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy, they wanted him to tour with a band. And they found these like guys that were kind of like a glam band called the Winkees. And they did a pretty respectable job considering, you know, the guitarist had the, you know, the guitarists on the Eno albums were like Phil Manzanera, Robert Fripp. They had, you know, and the drummer was like Paul Thompson. They had like an all-star cast on these Eno records. And the Winkees did very satisfactory. They did a very darn good job. This was their version of Babies on Fire. So they weren't around very long. And then Eno started getting into like the more ambient things Before and After Science. But when they wanted him to kind of like front a band like Roxy Music, he really couldn't do it. He really didn't. He really wasn't the kind of guy that would could front the band. But man, it was pretty neat little artifact hearing one of the rare recordings he did with the Winkees. That was "Babies on Fire." John Linnell. I'm not sure if he's accordion John or guitar John in the band. They might be giants, but he came out with a new record. I can't even pronounce it, but it's Roman songs. It's all songs sung in Latin. So that's I don't even know what the songs mean, but that's pretty amazing feat to actually, you know, sing Latin and make it like a pop tune. And that's his brand new record called Roman Songs. And I don't think it's a full record. I think there's like 6 tracks on it, but I can't even pronounce that what it was. But it was a good one. Everything began with "Treble in Paradise" by Speedball Jr. And you listen to Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. Got some more wonderful surf stuff for you. Los Bandidos doing "Beat Club." Once again, in your brain, I'm playing the best music finds of 2021, which will continue into next week. I couldn't squeeze it into 4 shows. It's going to be 5 shows this year. I usually squeeze it into 4 shows because I kind of compartmentalize it all by, you know, the kind of like the seasons or the, you know, every quarter. That's a good way to put it, every quarter. So let's dig this, all right? Los Bandidos with "Beat Club" in your brain.